News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Russia has declared a federal-level emergency in the Kursk region following a large-scale incursion from Ukraine.
The so-called counter-terrorism regime has been introduced in three Russian regions bordering Ukraine: Belgorod, Bryansk, and in Kursk region, where Ukrainian forces launched a large-scale attack earlier this week. The measures include tighter security, the commandeering of vehicles when deemed necessary, and the monitoring of phone calls. In Kursk region, the Russian military has brought in reinforcements, more tanks, more artillery, to help it restore control.
That is the BBC's Steve Rosenberg reporting. The Israeli military says it's conducted a strike against a school in Gaza. It claims it hit a Hamas command center hidden inside that building. Hamas denies using the school as a command center. Palestinian health authorities claimed at least 80 people were killed. Most Americans agree that democracy itself is on the ballot this November, but they have big disagreements about the nature of that threat.
An AP NORC poll shows that most Americans believe this year's presidential race will be crucial for the future of the country's democracy. Not surprisingly, given the political climate, voters see the threat differently based on their political views. Many Democrats continue to see Donald Trump as a threat to democracy after he tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election. But the poll findings also suggest that many of Trump's supporters agree with him that the Biden-Harris administration is the real threat. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Senator Jim Talent says Richard Nixon was a fighter and would have preferred to fight against the charges that forced him from office.
I honestly think, A, he knew what the result was going to be, and B, he also was a patriot. And he knew that, he wasn't going to win, and it was going to hurt the country, so he quit.
Friday marked 50 years since Nixon resigned. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans don't like the First Amendment.
A new poll from the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that 53% of adults believe the amendment goes, quote, too far. 47% say the amendment does not describe my thoughts at all. Most people associate the First Amendment with freedom of speech, when in fact it guarantees five freedoms. And the first one is the freedom of religion. It also protects freedom of assembly, freedom of petition, and freedom of the press. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled Florida's transgender health care ban discriminates against state employees and violates their civil rights. Chief U.S. District Judge Mark Walker says the state's ban violates the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It protects employees and job applicants from employment discrimination based on things like race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. This is SRN News. Health officials have approved the first nasal spray to treat severe allergic reactions.
It offers an alternative to injectable products like EpiPen. The Food and Drug Administration approved the spray as an emergency treatment for adults and older children experiencing life-threatening allergic reactions. The new spray will be marketed under the brand name Neffy. It's one of several needle-free devices being developed to treat millions of Americans with severe allergies to food and other triggers. Keith Peters reporting.
Federal health officials have declined to approve the psychedelic drug MDMA as a therapy for PTSD. Drug maker Lykos Therapeutics announced the FDA's decision on Friday. Supporters of psychedelic therapy had hoped MDMA would make history as what would have been the first illegal psychedelic to win FDA approval and paving the way for similar drugs to enter the medical mainstream. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.